Welcome to the Warriors Wrath podcast. I'm your host, Josh Robertson. This is a place where we absorb the philosophies of the ancients, focusing on the present to make tomorrow count, to forge ourselves into being fierce warriors. Today, I'm going to talk about war. Now, our modern day society, the world we currently live in, has been forged from countless battles. And I'm not just talking the three great wars of our time, be that the First World War, the Second World War, and Vietnam, but much, much further back. Across basically every single nation and every single empire that's been. If you look at the great, great nations that have, you know, controlled the world over the past millennia, you'll see that they were all based on war. Every single age. Now, my family has lots of soldiers in our history, spanning across many different wars. Some wars, even, there were warriors on both sides. So, being a soldier of sorts, I guess, is something that's in my blood. And I'm, every single day, like to think about the soldiers that have been in my family, as well as the ones that fought alongside them, that gave me the life that I have today, that fought for the freedom that we're able to enjoy now. So, the closest relative I have is my grandfather. He fought in the Vietnam War. He, in my eyes, is the forefather of the reason why I'm able to do what I do now. He was a radio technician. So he was playing around on technology, very, very basic technology that was the precursor of this phone that's sitting in my hand right now that I'm doing the podcast on. Which is pretty incredible, if you ask me. Because depending on the way that war went, if you listen to the people in charge, I might be able to do this right now. Or if I did, it might be a very, very different country. So I quite like hearing stories from my grandfather about his times at war. He still meets up with a lot of his war buddies. Like, this is probably decades on. And it's very, very interesting to hear, because lots of their friends who they went to school with, like the military college there, passed away. They might have passed away afterwards, they might have passed away during the actual war, but they still have this very, very tight connection. It's almost like old school friend, like sort of group. And it's incredible. Year after year, they meet up, they go on marches, they organize dinners, and they have this little tight-knit community. And, I mean, it wouldn't have been easy for them, you know, seeing friends getting blown up, being away from their family for years on end, and constantly having to work at such a big task. I mean, we have our day jobs now, but at the end of the day, like, we're not going to die from them. We're not going to lose an arm. We might, you know, have to invoke our bravery to do things that people can't even think. Yet, they did. They did so around the clock. It was no time of unpredictability. Time where they could have gotten attacked. Yet, even though it is probably what us in our modern day time would think is traumatic, they meet up and rekindle and think about these memories and talk about them. I'm sure that it is that connectivity and that community that helps them get through it. I guess it's pretty easy to think that the war's over, that the battle's done and the fighting's finished. But has it? My line of work incurs battles every single day. There's an influx of work and stuff that you need to get done. very, very unpredictable. It's not like looking at a time schedule. I don't know what kind of orders are going to come in. I don't know how many people are going to be getting drinks, what drinks they're going to be getting, what glasses. So every single job I work, I need to observe. I need to stay in the moment. I need to think about what I'm going to do next, how that's going to snowball into the next action, the next action. My day is basically just a battlefront. I'm just lucky enough to be able to go home and enjoy some time, relax. I'm also lucky enough to have the choice to leave if I want to. Lots of the soldiers of the past didn't have that luxury of being able to just quit and go home. You know, we hear a lot about dishonorable discharges. That would have been much worse than being fired. It would have been a stain on your name that you carried with you that would have bared down on the kids if they ever decided to get in the war. Every day, there's many different campaigns going on, be that on the government side or civilian protests. The weapons might have changed, but the front's still the same. And it mightn't be raw brunt force that we're using. It seems like it's information, but, I mean, the guns seem like they've turned into pens and microphones. It's very political. That's the way the Vietnam War went, seeing as TVs were so, you know, widespread and the people's opinion mattered way more than they did previous wars. By having certain things showcased in a particular way and interpreted by the public, you could change the whole sway of the war, which is basically what happened. I don't know the details of it, but I think the basic gist was the Vietnamese made certain attacks happen in cities which changed the public opinion to sway the politicians and the political powers at the time, which drastically changed the course of the war. So, even though it doesn't seem like you're fighting, you are. You mightn't be using a gun, but you still hold a weapon, and you can still do great things with whatever is in your power. Don't be naive enough to think that these are peaceful times. They may seem peaceful, but they're not. They could be leading to a time of war. There could be a war going on that we don't even realize. So as warriors, we need to practice. We need to train whatever our weapon is. We need to be prepared to fight at the moment's instinct. We need to forge that inner spirit into being what it needs to be for when the time comes. Don't relax. Don't be at ease. Be calm and centered, sure, but definitely don't ease your guard up for a moment, because you never know when your duty is going to be calling you. This is Josh Robertson from The Warrior's Wrath. Thank you for listening.